Welcome to Customer Engagement 101 by Upshar.ai. In this podcast, we talk to experts from varying business verticals to learn their approach to marketing, customer engagement, and growth. We'll be focusing on key aspects like acquisition, retention, personalization, and gamification, among many others, to provide valuable insights to our community of product owners and marketers. Leverage these learnings in your marketing campaigns and initiatives to bring out exceptional results. Hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Customer Engagement 101. I am your host Archita, and today we have a topic that resonates with every marketer and business leader out there: the need for omnichannel marketing and communication. With us to dissect this topic is the seasoned marketer Kaustubh. Kaustubh, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you Archita. I've been looking forward to our discussion.
So Kaustubh, for our listeners who are just stepping into the world of omnichannel marketing, could you quickly talk about what omnichannel marketing is? And like, it's all we hear about nowadays. So what is all this fuss about?
Certainly. Omnichannel marketing is about creating a seamless customer experience across multiple channels, whether it's online through mobile apps or in physical stores. It's about putting out one message in front of our user.
I think that is where omnichannel marketing differs from multi-channel marketing, where like multi-channel marketing uses multiple channels of communication, but they all are not in sync with one another. Omnichannel integrates these channels, ensuring a consistent and personalized interaction with the customers.
Yeah, I believe it's a quintessential strategy for engaging customers and meeting their expectations at every touch point.
I totally agree. So now, according to your experience, how does adopting an omnichannel approach push businesses forward?
Okay. So first off, it crafts a seamless customer experience, right? The consistency and personalization it offers across channels is unparalleled. Another benefit is that it significantly boosts customer retention. When customers find a brand reliable and consistent, they naturally tend to stick around, right?
Yes. So I'd like to add another benefit that I personally have come across while using an omnichannel communication strategy, and that is that it allows for an enhanced data collection and analysis. So you can get a unified view of customer interactions across different channels, and this can provide invaluable insights for businesses, especially to improve their offerings.
Totally. That's an excellent point you've just made, Archita. There's so much we can do with this data, such as choosing which mode of communication to use at a particular stage of the customer journey.
It's very similar to walking into a store and then having no one to assist you. I think most of us would probably leave in that scenario. But if there's someone to guide you at every step, you'd feel valued and stay longer. Kaustubh, would you mind sharing some insights on how different channels can be integrated at different stages of the customer lifecycle?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So Archita, let's break it down stage by stage. The first step would be awareness stage. Say a potential customer discovers your brand on social media. Engaging content here can create a strong first impression, right? You can start off by collecting some details about all of these prospects. And then a follow-up SMS or an email with an introductory offer could further pique their interest. It's all about making the initial connection strong and memorable.
Yeah, the power of a good first impression is unparalleled, and it's totally underrated as well. So once these users are onboarded, then what?
So you can send a personalized welcome message on WhatsApp or in-app message to give a warm welcome, and then guide them on how to navigate your product and service via push notifications and in-app messages to smoothen the initial journey.
I think this will also boost the product and the feature adoption rates of all these apps.
Yeah.
So now as the customer relationship continues to evolve, how do we keep the engagement going?
So the idea at this stage is not to get carried away and use every single tool that you have. A timely SMS or a push notifications about special offers or asking for their feedback can actually keep the dialogue open. And personalized product suggestions or service features based upon their usage delivered through in-app messages or emails can actually foster engagement.
I totally agree that keeping the conversation going is very crucial. But I get what you meant by not going overboard with your communication and then overwhelming the customer. I guess retaining them would be the next logical step.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, notifying them about their reward points or exclusive offers through SMS or emails can actually make them feel valued. And also asking for feedback on features or products using in-app messages or WhatsApp makes it easy for them to respond, right? Showing that, you value their opinion, which helps in turning these satisfied customers into like brand advocates.
Developing customer loyalty, you mean?
Absolutely. Encouraging them to refer friends with enticing offers via SMS or email can actually turn them into brand ambassadors. And sharing stories or reviews of customers in emails or WhatsApp groups can create a community feeling, motivating them to share their experiences too.
The key, I think, is recognizing the best communication medium for each stage and then deploying that to increase engagement. So, Kaustubh, I have this question, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners would have it too. Is there, quote-unquote, a better performing channel out there? Or is it like totally case-based?
That's a very interesting question, but I feel it's totally case-based. So, I recently came across this interesting metric, which is SMS marketing has a staggering 98% open rate, and push notifications can drive a 300% increase in app opens, and that email marketing is 40 times more effective at acquiring customers than social media.
Wow.
So there is no better performing channel, right?
Yeah. It's all about leveraging the right channels at the right stages of the customer lifecycle to build and nurture a lasting customer relationship. Kaustubh, now let's talk about some real-world examples of brands that have successfully embraced this omnichannel strategy and also seen a positive impact.
Sure. Let me think of an example. Yeah, Sephora is a stellar example. The Beauty Insider program integrates in-store and online shopping experiences, allowing customers to track their purchases, rewards, and like personalized recommendations seamlessly. It's a testament on how omnichannel marketing can elevate customer engagement and satisfaction.
That's a very good example. And another example that comes to my mind is Lenskart.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, Lenskart is a leading eyewear retailer, which beautifully shows the power of omnichannel marketing in tackling industry-specific challenges. Have you heard about it?
Yeah, of course. Lenskart's case is a great example of omnichannel just done right.
Lenskart faced a very unique challenge. The eyewear industry is so complex that customers need to make multiple decisions around frames, prescriptions, and lens options. So the problem with Lenskart was that it had multiple touch points, like website, their app, social media, email marketing, and physical stores. And they found it very challenging to provide a unified, seamless shopping experience to their customers.
Yeah, what I feel is Lenskart adopted an omnichannel strategy to address these challenges, right?
Yeah.
By leveraging data analytics and customer insights, they were actually able to offer personalized eyewear recommendations based on individual style preferences, prescription needs, or like past purchases. So this personalization was present across all their touch points.
So tailoring recommendations based on past interactions and preferences can significantly simplify the decision-making process for customers. What stood out for Lenskart was how it integrated its online and its offline experiences. Customers could very easily transition from in-store try-ons to online purchases, and that too seamlessly. This integration made the complex eyewear decisions much simpler and the shopping experience hassle-free.
Right.
Yeah, so now for businesses looking to step into omnichannel marketing, what would be your advice on implementing an effective strategy?
Okay. So I have a three-step strategy that I follow.
Okay.
The first is understanding the customer journey. It's crucial to understand how your customers interact with your brand across different touch points. Then leverage your technology to integrate and manage these channels.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, data analysis and continuous optimization. So what it means is analyzing the performance across channels and updating the strategy based on these insights is crucial for success.
These are like very solid steps to follow.
Definitely.
Yeah. So as we wrap up, any final thoughts for our listeners?
Sure. So omnichannel is not just a marketing strategy, right? I mean, it's a customer-centric approach that businesses should embrace to stay competitive and relevant in today's dynamic market. Yeah. It's about being where your customers are and delivering what they want and when they want it.
Okay, so with that note, thank you, Kaustubh. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
Well, thank you, Achyuta. It was a pleasure, and I'm hoping to see you again soon.
Yeah, totally. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We'll be back with more enlightening discussions on Upshot.ai's podcast. Until then, this is Achyuta signing off.